听力课堂，听 class.com。
14. Hotel situations. Dialogue 1. Hello, welcome to Prescott Hotel. How may I help you?
Hi, yes, I have a reservation. My secretary called and booked the room a couple weeks ago. The reservation should be for a double bed, non-smoking room.
And what name was the reservation made under?
It should be under Steve Johnson.
Let me see. It seems there's no Johnson listed for a room for tonight. Is there any other name that your reservation may be listed under?
No. Here's the confirmation number. Will that help? It's H98007. I had the room booked with a Visa gold card.
Oh, yes. Here it is. You have a standard double room, non-smoking, on the third floor. I just need to see some identification and the credit card you booked the room with, if you don't mind.
Sure, here it is. Would it be possible to check out and pay the bill in the morning? Also, what time is breakfast served?
There's a continental breakfast buffet from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. It's in the lobby. Also, you can settle your bill in the morning, but we require a 20% deposit up front. But I can just keep a record of your credit card on file. Okay, I've got you all set up. If you could just sign here and initial here. Here's your room key. Anything else I can do for you?
Yes. Could you call me a taxi, please?
Dialogue 2.
Excuse me, can you help me? I would like to change rooms if possible. I couldn't sleep at all last night because the people in the room next to mine were making a lot of noise. Also, if at all possible, I'd like a room that doesn't overlook the street. Between the noisy neighbors and the highway outside, I didn't sleep a wink.
I'm so sorry to hear that, sir. Let me check and see what is available. What room are you in now?
I'm on the sixth floor, room 698. I've had so many problems with that room. Just this morning, I called someone up to fix the light fixture in the bathroom. It didn't work, and it still doesn't work.
Oh, dear. Well, it looks like we have a few rooms available. Can I put you into a room on the 17th floor? It has a balcony, and it doesn't face the highway.
Okay, that would be very nice. What do I need to do to transfer?
Let me check you out of your old room. You'll have to sign here and acknowledge these changes and also the charges to your previous room. Then I can hook you right up for room 1780.
I don't think these charges are right. Can you explain them, please?
Thank you.